What fear or discomfort are you still hiding from? You probably forgot about it. I forgot about it for me. We find ways to distract ourselves and to pretend like we're all okay, that we've conquered that beast, but really, it's there banging on some closet door that we've just locked up with weird logs and sticks and things, you know? And we found other ways to silence that monster, but it's still there. And we want to be friends with it. We want to be able to overcome that little fear, to be friends with the little guy. But it's scary because we haven't seen him or really thought about him sometimes for years, perhaps, because we found other ways out. Somewhere along the way, you found this teddy bear that cared for you, that made you feel okay, and you've been holding on to it. It's not the perfect friend. It's not bringing you exactly where you want to be. It's still trapping you in some sort of limited state, but it's there. It works for you. But now it's all busted up and cotton's popping out of it and all that, and you hear that monster banging on the closet door, and you think, well, I don't need to face that monster ever. Why do I need to? It's not my personality, maybe. Maybe it's just something not for me. I'm a writer. I'm a painter. I'm an accountant. I do things my way. I don't need to overcome the fears and do things in the other ways. But maybe you'll feel better if you at least try. Now you're an adult. You can just try. And something about that feels really nice. You can still keep your current tools that have been working, but I know there's something deep inside of you, something more you want to do. You want to do it more boldly. You want to do it more courageously. You want to be able to shout and show your true self in all of its raw, naked colors. You don't want to be hiding behind anything anymore. You've been hiding and hiding, and yeah, you look okay and it feels okay, but there's still this weird layer between you and the rest of the world. Your heart is trapped in some kind of box, and you want to blast it out. You want to blast all those rainbow colors out of it, and it's scary. It's scary. It's what I'm trying to do right now, and it's scary, but people are going to laugh. People are going to see you for the naked thing that you are, and they're going to realize, and you're going to realize that this thing that you've been pretending to be, and the voice that you've had, the face that you've had, the image that you've been projecting out onto the world was not quite what you are, and people will see that. They will see, oh, this guy's not as perfect as he made himself out to be, and who is this guy? And you're going to ask yourself that too, who am I, who am I? But you can hide behind your makeup and your words and your carefully crafted scripts and things, but that'll make you feel safe. You got your little teddy bear there in your arms, but something in me, and I think something in you, wants to just say, screw it all. Who cares if you don't like me? I'm not perfect. I need to become better, though. And the only way to become better is to sail down these stormy seas and open up that closet door. This is episode number 13. Show your scared, naked self to the world. You might notice something different in my voice and different in my words and my sentence structure and all of that, because this is a very different kind of episode. This is the first time I've just talked. Just talked as me. I've been hiding behind sentences written, typed up, scripts. I've been hiding behind scripts that I've written. I've taken days and days and sometimes weeks to write these episodes and trying to make them all perfect and making myself look all perfect and doing all the research and getting all the studies in there and making all the funny jokes and whatever I can put in there to make myself look like I'm cool or like I'm all okay and that I talk like that. And I do talk like that. But I found that, I know I'm rambling now. This is why I didn't want to do this. This is why I didn't want to do this. I was just going to write this out, but, and I was just going to skip this whole episode because, dude, who cares about me and my stories and blah, blah, blah. Get over yourself, dude. I never really faced my fear of people. I've been scared of people, of just being myself, my unscripted self, in front of people. part of why I probably started this podcast, actually, is I wanted to make myself feel like I am social. People do like me. I'm not a loser. I got something inside of me, and you know, the people aren't going to laugh at me, that they're going to think, wow, this guy has got some pretty cool ideas, and I like the way he thinks. I do think I have this. I have something, but I'm not sure. And so I know it's great to prepare. It's a podcast. I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste anybody's time. And so I've carefully scripted out these episodes each time, and now I'm rambling because I didn't. This is the first time where I'm just talking, and I'm like out on this ocean without a map. I've got a little map, but it's not very exact, and it's showing me some things about myself that I'm not really used to seeing. The story doesn't really matter, but this is a story that I tell myself. I grew up in this big family where I couldn't really get attention from my parents. My brothers and sisters, we all had to talk over each other in order to be heard. Even when my mom was dying and we had our second to last family video chat, video call, we all, 20 years old, 30 years old, almost 40 years old, some of us, we're talking over each other, trying to get our mother's attention. And she's just laying there in this bed with this iPad in her hands, and just, poor lady, poor mom, poor us. We all just, we're just scrambling for our mother's attention one last time before she's gone, and we're so focused on ourselves. And I'm so focused on myself right now again now too, and I'm supposed to be sorry for it, but we have to talk about these things. We have to figure them out, or they're just going to continue. So my point there is, yeah, maybe in the house as a child, I wasn't heard. My voice wasn't treated as a voice. It was just a thing in the background, and I found that the best thing to do was to just go into myself and spend time alone. Yeah, with my brothers and sisters too. We did things together. I did see seen by particularly my brother, who I've been talking about a lot. He did see me, and I did show myself to him, and we spent time together. But other than that, other than a few siblings, I had books, really. The books were the things that gave me, they still didn't let me talk, but they whisked me away to some other world. And I liked that clear communication. Those words and those pages were just connecting directly to me. I could trust those words somehow. Books were like this crazy thing for me, and the most magical thing in the world, and I fell in love with them. And at school, I'm not trying to make myself sound like some big loser and poor me. And some people say we should just forget about our childhood stories and get over it and just figure it out. But I think these stories from our past, these memories do affect us. And we had certain weaknesses as children that we, of course, want to get over. We want to become strong in the ways that we once were weak. Part of us still believes maybe that we are what we were. And this is wild because now I'm just talking, and I worry that this might completely just derail this whole podcast, because I had this carefully crafted plan. I was just like, boom, 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 like pounding words out. It was like a freaking volcano of rocks just landing perfectly into some spelled out messages in the sand, surrounded by castles and tall, strong walls and fields of beautiful flowers with girls and leprechauns dancing through them. And now I just got these rocks splattering out, and I don't know where they're going to land. That's scary. What I had, what I was making, was clean and beautiful, or at least as much so as I could make it at the time. I was the gardener to those rocks. I was building that castle. And now, I don't know what is going to spew out of this mouth volcano of mine that I don't fully trust. But I love it, or at least want to love it, to learn to love and trust it. I still want to keep doing those episodes where I'm just like, I'm writing, and I'm reading what I wrote, and pretending like I'm not reading it. Like, I don't know how obvious it is, but now you hear me just talking, and it's like, oh, yeah, this guy definitely Yeah, he wrote that stuff out. Anyway, I want to keep doing that, but I was hiding behind these words. And part of it is because I felt like people never really liked, or I didn't feel like they liked my words, my raw words. I had to carefully craft them or present some other image in order to get people to like me. So like in my family, it was all about obey the Mormon religion. If my words don't match the words in the Book of Mormon or the Bible, you know, my words don't matter. They're discounted. They're wrong. They're punishable. So you don't have words. You don't have a voice. And then even in kindergarten, I still remember these boys, there must have been three or four of them, and they picked me up and they threw me in the dumpster. And I laughed. I joked about it. I thought, yeah, that was fun. That was fun. That's what I told myself. And I guess that was sort of my way to soften things, to not fight, to laugh, and to maybe make jokes out of everything so that I could survive and not have to tell myself that I'm a loser, that I'm a guy getting tossed in a trash can. I was pretty small, though, too, so very tossable. Anyway, that didn't really bother me, I don't think, but still something in my memory that makes me think, well, yeah, those kids definitely weren't listening to me. And then I had friends. I had some good friends in elementary school, but... And then in high school, there was this kid. He would... I didn't take the bus because he'd always be there, this ratty-looking kid with a shaved head, and he'd call me rat boy, and I'm thinking, this guy's a rat boy. But anyway, I didn't say anything back to him. I just, honestly, what I would do is I would just walk home a lot of times instead. It'd just take me an hour or something. It's not a big deal. So I do that. Sometimes just take the punches, the verbal punches. And anytime I started talking, you know, you just get shut up. You just get turned down and nobody listened to me. I didn't have any friends in high school. I would just wait out the clock during lunchtime and all the breaks inside the bathroom stall, pretending like I was taking a dump or something, but I wasn't. So people weren't physically hurting me or anything like that, but people were running away. I didn't have friends. A couple friends that I did have were mostly just make fun of me and stuff. But I did have a couple, now I realize, but I, you know, even if I did have a few people that were listening to me, I didn't believe it. I didn't believe that they really liked me. They wanted something out of me, you know? Like my parents must have wanted something out of me. They wanted me to obey the church. And these friends, they want something too. People, social interaction was always this transactory. So I don't know. I just felt like it's ghost in high school, this ghost walking around. And then in university, I finally felt love for the first time. I felt people actually cared about my voice. And what was that from? From philosophy. I started writing out these essays and things for class, and the teachers loved it. I did well. I finally got that attention that I always wanted from my parents, but now I was getting it from my professors. And what was the tool? What was the way in? What was the door? The doorway into that being seen to being heard was writing. Without the writing, I didn't realize this until now, but that's been my teddy bear. That's been my crutch. That's been my way to get affection. And just me talking and talking like I was when I was a kid, I don't believe I'm being heard. I don't believe that people want to hear me. I know I should be more confident, and I am. That's why I'm doing this now. I had these sort of limiting beliefs like when I talk, I'm awkward, or I'm a loser, or people will laugh at you, or people don't like you, or people don't want to be your friend. Stupid things like this that, you know, obviously you would tell yourself if you're kind of emotionally abandoned and not treated as a human, you know, when you're a little kid, and then the kids at school don't really care about you. And then when you finally do get attention, what worked? It was writing. So I resorted back to that original tactic through this podcast. Deep down, I wanted to talk. I wanted to be heard, to connect with people. I wanted to connect. as this raw human being without a sort of filter, without that sort of, without a filter of Mormonism, of being a good boy, or without the filter of carefully crafted words. I do want to prepare for this. I'm going to prepare for this. I'm going to do all I can. I will still sometimes completely write things out, script things out. I do enjoy hiding behind that strong, crisp, snuggly wall of words. But other times, I'm just going to outline things and talk, and sometimes maybe not even outline things and just be me. Be the raw, naked me. Don't worry, you don't got to look at anything. This is all audio. And this is something completely terrifying that I never imagined I would do, is I'm actually going to start interviewing people. Wow, I'm going to socialize, talk to real human beings. I'm already talking to some people and getting some interviews lined up. So, God, I wanted to cancel them. I was going to cancel them because this is terrifying, right? Just talking to people in real time and you got to respond. No keyboard, no script, just you and your mouth. You're back to that kindergarten playground and you got to face your peers and become one of them, become a giant, normal human being adult. Wow, I'm going to become an adult this weekend. That's exciting. Stay tuned. That'll be a fun show to watch. Check it out. No, it'll be good. And even if I'm not perfect in the beginning, I know I might be awkward. I might interrupt. I might do things that I do. But this is what is necessary. I need to go through this to get over myself and get over that dumb childhood, to let that monster out of that closet, to let it give me a piggyback ride down the streets, and to fly through the air together, and to be free, to just let myself talk, and, you know, running naked down the street with that monster. That's going to be super cool. I'm looking forward to that. I hope it only takes a few sessions. I don't want to get pounded around, all made fun of for weeks on end. They say it might take 100 episodes. Okay, I'm willing to do that. Hopefully we can cut that down to, like, that learning curve down to, you know, like 10 or 12, but whatever. I'm going down this path, and I hope you stick with me. Don't judge me too harshly. I already got it. Who knows? But let's go and find out. And either way, grow along the way to become the person that I always wanted to be. A very simple ask to have a voice that people will listen to have a face that will be seen, to exist without a mask. And my question to you is, what are you good at? Is it writing? Is it speaking? Is it, what's your way of communicating? Maybe it's giving people gifts or something, you know? Maybe there might be some other weird way that you do things. I don't even know what it is. You don't even know what it is. Find the way that you do things and realize, is there another way? Is there another way of being that you want to be? What fear do you need to overcome? Do you need to practice? You know, because this is a practice thing too. This is the way. You have to go through that jungle. You have to go through it, and it's going to be painful in the beginning, and eventually all those scratches will become calluses, and you can just fearlessly run through that beautiful field of flowers that you were too scared to run through as a child. You watched all the other kids playfully frolic through. Now it's your turn. You can do it. But first, you got to get through those thorns, those thorny bushes and scratchy tigers. And do it. Just do it. This feels really good for me to be able to just talk like this and not edit it a lot, not do all that carefully crafted writing and editing. People might not listen to this. They might think this is complete junk, and I am just rambling and rambling, and what does this have to do with anything? Yeah, I know. But I think you have that monster in the closet that you want to shake hands with, that you want to learn how to live with, because he's there. And you have that busted teddy bear in your arms. And while he is a loyal, trusty friend, and he's gotten you where you've gotten to so far, you might need to add one more buddy to your team, that monster in the closet, that dragon that you wanted to ride. And you think, well, maybe I'm not the kind of guy who rides that. I do things this way. I'm an introvert. I'm an extrovert. I'm a writer. I'm a guy behind the scenes. I'm a guy on the stage. Well, try the other roles. Try to embrace that side of yourself that keeps whispering to you and saying, hey, give me a try, give me a try, give me the bat. I can do it. Let me do it. I'll show you. No, you can't do it. And then we give that guy maybe a bat, like I'm doing right now. Okay, fine, go. Do it. Show us what you got. And he strikes out. And we say to him, hey, see, you are a piece of crap. You can't do it. You're worthless. You're not good at this. You can't do it. Get off. Get out of here, buddy. Get out of here, buddy. You don't belong here. Or we can say, give it another try. And yeah, some of those spectators in the stands will run away, not come back to see another game, or they might even ask for their money back. That's part of the deal, but it's okay. Over time, keep going, and those seats will fill up. And the best thing is there'll be a few people in there that were there from the beginning who stuck in there with you and grew with you, and those are your friends. Those are your real listeners. Those are the people you want to be with, and those are the kinds of people that you want to be too. You want to be nice to each other. Be nice to each other. Be nice to yourself. Love yourself. Let yourself fly in places and in ways that you've never flown before. Stop being so scared. Open up those closet doors. Merge into the monster and show the world your hairy, naked, no longer scared little self. I've got an email address now, guys. Woo! Like it's 1999. Get out your pencils. It's skater11111@cs.com. Nah, that's not it. That's my original email address. I think it's inactive. I can't log in anymore. I've contacted AOL, and they're not getting back to me. Okay, so try this email. michael@brainshaman.com. Yeah, that's me. Send me an email. I've only got like 2 things in my inbox so far, so pump it up, blast it open, ruin my day, and just get me all having to go through all those emails for hours, and I won't be able to do anything else, you know, except for just check my emails all day, feeling really productive. Yeah, tell me your stories, or leave some comments, or just say hi. I want to get to know my listeners. Oh, my listeners, how gross does that sound? My listeners, ew. My friends, you guys. And let's actually be friends, let's talk and chat, and that'll be super cool. Yeah, michael@brainshaman.com.